You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice of the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice.
To The Voice.
The Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? This is John and Sequoia Howard of the Agape Music Group.
Hey, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Let's get it.
Let's go!
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m., Tuesdays, Victory Over the Waste of Life with author Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturday is Saturday's Refet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by the Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with the Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcasts, social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Titus Showers, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network with the one and only D. Psalmist as the amazing host. And I advise you to walk with me, my family. Let's go. It's your boy. God bless you.
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
With the topic on my hands, I will exhibit my praise to the King. With the topic on my hands, I will learn to sing my praise to the King. Hallelujah! My praise to the King. Everybody,
yeah.
With the dancing on my feet, I will exhibit my praise to the King.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that it rains? on my praise to the King. Everybody shout with the voice of triumph and lyrics now. Oh, praise goes unto our King.
Shout in my voice, God.
I'm gonna give you all the glory and the honor and the praise.
Shouting of my voice.
Praise the earth. Clap.
Dance.
Shout. Tell him how much you thank him. Think about his goodness. Think where he brought you from. Shout.
Come dance.
Reach
shout.
The Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
I look at my
page
and
good afternoon. Welcome to Saturday's Buffet. Man, welcome to Saturday's Buffet. Good afternoon. We're here today to just share with the audience just how good God is. God has really been amazing in our lives. He's taken us to and fro and has brought us back safely, and we don't take it for granted. A lot of other people may think that they're good driving or their smarts or abilities have gotten them from where they were to where they are today. But I've learned in my short life of living that if I get from point A to point B, it's all God, and I'm grateful for it today. Good afternoon, Sister Roberta. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. I am great. I am blessed. And I'm just going to say, I'm going higher in Jesus.
Amen. It is an honor and a privilege to just be a part of what God is doing in the land on today. And when we think about it, you know, a lot of people may take for granted that they deserve their spotlight with God, but I know that I didn't do anything to earn my merit, that God is just amazing in my life and that he just looks beyond things that I get wrong and just help me anyway. Pastor Chris, what do you got going on over there in that corner today?
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got something brewing over here. So,
what you got going?
it's a surprise sweet pepper with a little bit of heat.
Roberta, I'm gonna need you to really get him because I got a feeling he's trying to tell something today. What's that cat name on that cartoon? Is that a cat that be doing that stuff and then he be? What is that, Pastor Chris? Is that? I can't remember what it is. I wish I could because I want people to get the gist of what Pastor Chris be doing.
Heathcliff,
huh?
Tom and Jerry.
I don't know, but it they be sneaky and be up to stuff, and that's what you doing today. I ain't no telling what's going on. But you know what, Pastor Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanna talk about God's love again on this week, and I really want the people, if they would just pay attention, to just realize just how good God not only is, But when we look back, and even in bad situations, and we have found ourselves in many, God was still amazing, even in those situations. Sometimes we couldn't see because we were so bombarded and blindsided by what was going on in our life that we didn't really see, you know, the mercy of God being exposed in our lives. But on this week, well, it started last week. I was just really sad, and I didn't really know why. And everybody kept asking me what was wrong, and I couldn't tell them because I didn't know. But my son on Monday, he drives a rig, and he was went to work Monday morning just like he always does, and got in that 18-wheel truck and he had hooked up his load of logs, and he was traveling down the road with that load. I think he said it was 65,000 pounds he was pulling, and he had a need to stop or at least slow down. Excuse me. He put on brakes and didn't have any. And so he had to rely on the brakes of the truck, which is not adequate for what he was needing at the time. But God's mercy and grace stopped that truck. And what he found out was he had not hooked up his air brakes to his trailer, which is necessary on that type of load. And when you think about what could have been, what even should have been, what could have happened, I just become overwhelmed with just the thought of how it could have gone. And it couldn't have come at a worse time if something had happened to my son, because on that same day, we lost my husband's brother. So it was already devastation going on in the Brown family. And the last thing we needed was double trouble in our family situation. So I just thank God today to my listeners of how good God's mercy and grace was to me. On last week, we gave shout out to Sister Treacy, Sister Hot Sauce Treacy, because it was her birthday weekend and she was celebrating in Miami, and her mother, Ms. Roberta, was celebrating with her. And I know that, and I know you saw too, Pastor Chris, where they can't come on Facebook without talking about Miami. Right. So I told Sister Roberta, I said, I wanted her to share some of how amazing the weekend was and how God showed his love. He showed his love one way because she flew to Miami, and she's here today to talk about her trip. So God's mercy took her to Miami, kept her in Miami, and took her back home, and she found home well. So, Sister Roberta, you have the floor. We're going to look at, for those that are listening that want to get their Bibles turned to where we're going to look at, if the Holy Spirit says the same, we're going to look at 1 John chapter 4, beginning at the 7th verse. But we want to first just share our personal experiences with our listeners, because people don't want to really hear about what you read. People want to know about what you know and what you what you're living. So I'm a living testimony that it was God's grace, it was God's mercy, and it was shown up God's love that kept my son on Monday. And later on, I'm going to share the incident that happened to him on yesterday. But right now, I just want Sister Roberta to come and share with us the love that she experienced in Miami on last weekend. Sister Roberta.
Yeah. It was my daughter's 50th birthday, and that was such a blessing to have a child. 50
wait,
is a blessing.
Wait. What?
Get her.
Ain't that something? You said
she looked 50, now she got a daughter
what?
At home. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm like, Yeah. 50.
Yeah.
I put a little comment on down there when it was all decked out, all
right.
Roberta and all of the clan posing for Vogue.
And she looking like one of the sisters instead of the mama.
Yeah.
That part.
Blended in.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't even look like the mama. She looked like one of the oldest sisters just sitting
That's
there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
For Vogue.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, good oh, wow.
I'm with you, Pastor Chris.
I'm sorry. I felt sorry for
Miami.
I think
secret ingredients to her use, Pastor Chris, is in her dressing. I really believe it's in her dressing.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead.
You're fine. The blessed part of it was, you know, for her to be here for 50 years and for the Lord to allow me to be here to see her, make her 50.
Yes.
And not just that, but all her sisters was able to come to her 50th birthday party, which was a blessing, and everybody flew. We had a wonderful time. I mean, there were over 5 women celebrating from all walks of life, every kind of, you know, just from everybody was a Christian, and everybody, you know, but everybody got along. It was just so beautiful. And it even the people at the hotel, they said, oh, my God, all these women are not one drama? No drama. No, there was no drama. And everybody had a wonderful time. For her to be 15 sheer, her birthday was with us, was an honor, because everybody came, felt like it was their birthday. She was a birthday girl, but she celebrated everybody else's birthday. Everybody
Amazing.
Came back to crowns. They were crown queens. To know who they were, you know, your queen, to celebrate yourself. You know, it was just beautiful. She just didn't think of herself, but she thought of all of us. And it was just such an honor to be there. We had a ball. We had a ball. Miami won't ever be the same. That's all I got to say. It won't ever be the same because it had all those women in there. And it was just a blessing. It was a blessing to be able to, and we were served. We didn't have to serve. We were served. I mean, we were.
Was there any spiritual impartations done at the birthday?
Oh, my God. Was there any spiritual partation? Yes, Lord. Yes, it was. God just showed up and showed out. He manifested himself in such a mighty way, and it was so powerful. You know, some of the people have never seen the Spirit of God move in that way, and they were in awe, and they knew it was God, nobody but God, and they all felt so comfortable. Matter of fact, a couple of the ladies said their life would never be the same. They left so free, feeling free. They didn't leave condemned. And the one young lady don't go to church. She said, oh, my God, this was the best part of the whole vacation, the whole party. This was the best part, the worship service. We worship God. We worship God. It was about Jesus. You know, it wasn't about us. It was about him.
Sister Roberta, we know, a lot of people know, if they deal with you any amount of time, that you have a women's ministry in your belly. Mm-hmm. I said that. Pastor Chris, I'm going to get in trouble today with Sister Roberta. She's going to hit me in the head when she see me in Michigan. But you have a women's ministry in your belly. Do you see that no matter how you don't establish it on your own, it's still coming to pass in your life?
Yes. You said the magic word. You said a ministry. Ministry comes from God. It doesn't come from us. And we don't have to. You know, people say, my ministry, I don't have one. God. Only have what he's inside of me. And I can't, because it's God who works the work. Whatever he does in the ministry is him. So he's just using me as a vessel. I'm just a vessel that he's using. And I try not to even take
credit
for any of it. Yes.
Let me get you back, because we got some hot sauce on here, and we got it hot sauce for a limited amount of time. Can we please let the hot sauce sprinkle before she has to go? I'm so excited to have the hot sauce on today. I'm glad we were talking about her. Now we can really talk to her, but she's already shared with me through via text that she only has a short time. Tree, in my spirit, I already know that Miami was amazing for you. But I want the words to come from your mouth, whatever you feel led or free to share with us, your listeners today. You go ahead, Sister Tree.
Hello, everyone. How you guys doing? I am a little raspy and a little hoarse. It started in Miami, and it continues. I'm in Vegas now this weekend.
Oh.
But
okay.
But I don't know what was already shared, but for my 50th birthday, I had a plan. I wanted to go to Dubai, but then COVID happened. And then I said, well, I'm going to have a birthday party in Vegas, and I'm going to have Anthony Hamilton as the guest artist.
What?
I mean, I had all these plans.
Wow.
So everything that I wanted, it's like every time I tried to plan it, I got stalled. I didn't have peace about it. So I sat down in my living room, and I said, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to celebrate? And God showed me in a place surrounded by water with women. I was in the middle, and women were around me. And I was like, God, where is that? And he said, Miami.
Wow.
And I was like, I had no intention of going to Miami, okay? So this was all a God thing from the start. So I started praying. I contacted my mom and my daughters, and I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Throughout that process, as you guys know, I worked in healthcare, and healthcare had become just overwhelming. And I went through a state of depression 3 weeks before my party, to the point where I was going to cancel it. And I was going to tell everyone, I can't do this. This is too much, you know. But God, you know, God gave
but
me
God.
A family that is amazing. My husband saw the depression on me. He prayed me through it. My family, they prayed me through it. And from the time our feet hit Miami soil, God blessed. He blessed beyond anything I could imagine. The vision that he gave me, he exceeded that. His presence was felt, I'm telling you, as soon as we got there. Even down to the team of people who served us. And I wanted to make sure that the ladies, my family that I invited, from my mother and my aunts and my cousins that are older and younger and my daughters, I wanted to make sure everyone felt special. And I'm a giver. I'm a giver. That's just something that's in me. And my kids were like, Mom, it's your birthday. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And I was like, yeah, I do. And so on Friday, we had a pajama party game night. And we had the most fun. And then on Saturday, you had your day to do whatever you wanted to do, go see Miami. And then that night, we had the actual birthday party. And a couple people got up and spoke on, you know, my life. It was phases of my life. We talked about that. And then on Sunday, we had a queendom brunch. And we didn't know what God was going to do or how God was going to do it, but he did it like only he could do it. He showed up in Miami in a big way. And we had prayer, we had prophecy, a prophetic word, and we talked about the whole woman, mind, body, and spirit. And that Sister Roberta Jones came through there and talked about the spirit and how the spirit is perfect. And it's so crazy because my cousin, who's a therapist, talked about the mind. My daughter, the fashion designer, talked about the body and this image and how we look at each other. Every one of them tied in the word of God. None of them talked to each other, but yet their words were aligned. It was so wonderful. And so I made sure every woman received the gift. They all received mirrors for their reflection to see who God says they are, not what they see in the mirror, but to always look at it and see who God says they are. They also received a keychain that they could look at just to inspire them and let them know that they're stronger than they think they are. They're braver and they're loved by many. They received distinctive design pens, beautiful pen sets, something that they can use to write their visions down and their dreams. So what God did, I mean, even the ideas of what to give and all that, it was all him. It wasn't me. I ain't smart enough. I ain't big enough to think of something like that. But even till today, I am still receiving text messages and calls and emails saying thank you. You know, the women was like, I needed that. Thank you so much for pouring into us. And it was like, it wasn't me. It was God. You know, I laughed because one of my cousins, we had a flower wall as the backdrop for the Sunday brunch. And I let him know, if you've never received flowers before, yeah, if you have never received flowers before, these are your flowers. And my cousin said, I'm going to go tell people I didn't just receive a bouquet of flowers. I received a wall of flowers. And I've never received flowers in my life. But it's just beautiful how God did that thing, you know. And even a couple cousins who weren't able to attend heard about it and called me and said, I want to sow into your life. I want to sow a seed. Because you made my sister feel she was dead inside, and you helped bring
Tracy.
That life back in her. And I was like, ooh. It wasn't me.
Oh, my God, you gave me chills with that.
Yeah,
ooh,
so
geez.
It was a God thing.
God.
It was a God thing. It was not me. I love hard. You know, I'm authentic with my love. I don't just speak words. But I just wanted, you know, every woman to know that it wasn't just Tracy's birthday, but the fact that they sacrificed, it was their birthday too.
Tracy, let me say this. The assignment that God gave you was major. Oh, my God. It was major. It was crucial. It was a critical moment in some people's lives. And it's an honor and a privilege to be the one that God said, come forward. I have need of thee. And that's what I hear God did with you in Miami. He called you forward out of the ashes. He said, I have need of thee. The enemy tried to put depression on you to keep you from moving in power and in strength. But God said, no, I have need of thee. And for just to be used by God, man, that's major, daughter. That's real major. I love it, Tree. I love it. When you said she was dead inside, just think about just what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are walking around dead inside, and God called you to be the one that he used to stir their spirit back to life. That's major. Yeah, God did it, but he could have picked anybody, but he didn't pick you.
I give him all the glory. And there's one other thing that took place. So the guy who was over hosting us at the hotel, on Saturday night, some of my cousins started singing the showers. They started singing. And he stopped. I mean, everyone just stopped. And he listened, and he had chills. And so he shared with us his testimony, how 5 years ago, basically, he was on his deathbed, and there was nothing they could do. He had had liver transplants. He had had all these things that happened to him, and he said how God spared his life. And so on Sunday, while I was at the end, I was giving my thanks, and I turned to my left, and he was standing there. He was just watching, and I called him forward. I said, Julio, come. And I told him, I said, you know, I believe everything has purpose and God does things strategically. And I told him, you could not die 5 years ago because God knew today you needed to be here. And so because of how you guys served us, when I say they served us with such grace and they were so professional, I said, because of how you guys served us, I'm going to sow a seed into your life. And I sold a $100 seed, and then everyone that was in attendance at that brunch got up and formed a line and sowed seeds into that man's life. And he cried. He cried. He said, in 35 years of doing this, I have never experienced anything of this magnitude. And I said, God, you get all the glory. All the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom, you can speak some more on that, how wonderful Julio was. He was, his whole team was just amazing.
Before Mom speak, I just want to know, was there a mercy gift package for aunties that couldn't come? Shut up, Pastor Chris. I can, Pastor Chris, go sit down now. Go sit down. This is auntie business. So you don't have to answer this. I'm looking at the mailbox now. But anyway, we do have a 5551 on. So, Chief, thank you for taking time out of your schedule today. I'm so glad that you were here to speak on behalf of Miami. And I asked Marquita if she wanted to come on and have words about her experience as well. But as you go, go about your way, enjoy yourself. And remember the Auntie Mercy package. Okay, Sister Marquita.
I didn't get to say nothing before Hot Sauce leaves. See, y'all not going to leave the band out. I got to send her off. Just saying. So, now, I sent the Facebook on the picture, right? Now, there's a post of Treacy's daughter. Now, I did not know that that was Treacy's daughter doing the pictures. I thought it was Treacy doing the pictures. So I'm like, whole time, she's on this show, and I'm messing with her with the shades of Shay, and it was never her the whole time. So I need to publicly apologize because I thought it was you the whole time. That's one. And two, I was fooled because they look so much alike, you couldn't even tell if it was the mother or the daughter anyway. So that's two. And then three, she going to go down there with the Jones clan and the Showers clan, and y'all going to go down there and have Holy Ghost fire shirts. And then, on top of that, they're going to have the Mariachi band in the background singing for them. I'm like, you know what? How in the world? You go down there, you on Rec Shot, on Miami already. It's enough all of y'all was there in one location. That's enough. And then Chef Roberta was no help. She going to go ahead and start whipping up her famous sauce in everybody's dish. So not only did they go down there to celebrate this Queen's 50th, and I still don't believe it's 50 anyway. Y'all going to have to prove to me that she's 50 years old because, first of all, yeah, I said it. First of all, she don't sound like she's 50. One. Two, she don't look like 50. And it's three, she don't act like she's 50. So I don't know. Like we said earlier, Treacy, I don't know whether it was the sauce that Roberta put in your milk when you were growing up. I don't know. But God has graced all of you. And
yes, he has.
All seriousness, I'm glad that you were able to celebrate with all of your siblings and everyone was able to feel the love and experience what God's love truly is because you were selfless.
Yes.
You were going down there to be celebrated. And it ends up that you're ministering to everyone else, celebrating everyone else that's coming to celebrate you, and everything just flipped because you and your mom and everyone else that was there would end up ministering to each other, and wherever you went, you end up ministering to other. Okay, I'm going to stop preaching. All right, I'm going to stop because I know she got to go. So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to throw my little 5 cents into the pot a little bit before you left because I didn't want you to think Pastor Chris was just throwing shade. I actually applaud you, and I thank you so much for being a part of this awesome ministry and this awesome move of God. And again, we salute you here from TPB Radio. God bless you.
Amen.
Hot
Amen.
And I'm out.
God bless you guys. Bless you. Your gown was amazing too, Treaty.
Thank you.
Yes, and Lorraine, to add to that, not the Lord blessed, but he also had an outpouring of giving. And nobody,
wow.
I mean, that was an outpouring of giving. I mean, that everyone just poured into this person's life, and they just wept. They just began to weep, you know. Just began to weep. That was such an outpouring of giving. Everything was, we went to restaurants, and it was, we brought businesses to the restaurant. And they were like, thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys have brought business. Oh, thank you. I mean, the hosts and the managers came up and told us, thank you. You guys brought people here because we was having so much fun laughing and just enjoying. Just and that people came to the restaurant because we were there having such a good time.
Amen. And isn't that how God works, his presence?
Yeah.
People want to be where people should want to be where the people of God are. When we're running people away, we're not on our job. That's awesome. That's amazing. That is so amazing. And the tree looked like a little baby doll.
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Looked like a little
She was funny. She was beautiful. It was amazing.
Who that is, Pastor Chris?
All of them. Say with it, all of them. Holy Ghost, hot mess. Can't go nowhere with them Jones clan. Can't go nowhere without the Holy Ghost showing up and showing out. Look, listen.
That's the truth. We're supposed to be having
a birthday party honoring this woman of God, and y'all end up having church, having $100 line,
in the spirit,
and
Pastor
blessing
Chris.
Somebody
Straight
else.
Straight church. Mm-hmm. Being slain in the spirit and tongue talking and all that stuff. Ain't nobody never partied like a Holy Ghost party. Them the parties right there where you go in one way and come out the other.
That's an awesome thing. I was just floored. I called Marquita MJ. That's just my thing. She was a hot mess. Rose was a hot mess. I was about to bring my Holy Ghost belt all the way over to Miami and whip them in the spirit because they was just cutting up. And I'm like,
well, Pastor Chris,
how in the – yes, ma'am.
I've been with these kids all their life. I didn't even recognize Marquita. And I was like, who is this woman? She was looking amazing. They were always looking good. But Marquita had a look on her face like, I'm successful. I'm rich. Money running out of my pocket. Y'all better get you some. And I'm like, who is this lady? I had to keep watching her pictures and her outfit before I figured out who she was.
Uh-huh.
Where they do that at? Disguise themselves and them nieces. How your niece disguise herself? I don't understand. I'm going to buy me some new makeup because something going on. I'm gonna get me some new makeup, but yeah, everything was amazing. Is my Queen on here yet?
Yes, ma'am, she is.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, Auntie. Hey, brother. How y'all doing?
Let me just stop. Let me stop the band.
How y'all doing today?
We doing good, my Queen. We talking about God's love today and. We're just celebrating the life of the rich and famous and people that go to Miami and tear it up, and the people are happy y'all came. But talk to us a little bit about God's love and what you experienced in Miami, Queen.
So Miami, let me tell you, Miami was nothing short of amazing. Before we begin, I had my own agenda. Going to Miami. I was like, I'm going to turn up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I had my own plans. I was going to Miami to let my hair down and wild out.
Lord. Jesus.
Unbeknownst to me, God had a totally different plan. So when we got off the plane, we all went to Mama's room because our room wasn't ready. And so we were like, we hungry. And it seemed like Mama's phone would not stop ringing. So the first restaurant we see, we was like, oh, we're going to go here and eat. So the guy came to the table, and I was like, well, what's your name? And he was like, my name is Julio. What's your name? And I said, Marquita. He said, oh, you have such a beautiful name. I'm going to get you a crab cake on the house.
Ooh.
I didn't know that Julio was the one that was going to take care of us all weekend. None of us. We were just like, you know, like, oh, hey. And he was like, oh, you guys were so sweet. Come back. And then, you know, as the events happened, he was like, wait, Marquita. You know, and he was just like, oh, my goodness. And he told Tricia, he was like, this is how they act when they sober? Like, when I tell you everything down to who was in each other's room, everything was orchestrated so well. Like Tricia said, she could not have planned it. We had two cousins that came from dad's side of the family, and we were able to just get to know them and just build a genuine relationship with them, even down to us flying out. Me, my sister Cora, my cousin Cora, we all wind up getting an Uber together to the airport. And our flight was late, so we wound up sitting at a restaurant for 2 hours just catching up and just laughing and joking and just spending time together. And it was like, oh, my God, like, we missed this. Everything was so – when I tell you, I don't think nobody left Miami the same way that they came. And like Mama said, us bringing business. We went to a Cuban restaurant, and people were walking in off the street just seeing – all of us together and how much fun we were having. And it was clean fun. It wasn't sloppy drunk. No, even if you tried to drink, you was going to get sober really quick. Because when I say it was orchestrated, nothing but God could have done that. Like I had, you know, like telling one of my sister business, Rose don't work. But Rose walked around like she had $1 million. Like when I say nobody lacked nothing, nobody wanted for nothing. Even if you was broke, you couldn't have told that the person was broke because it was like even going to different restaurants or, you know, ordering food, it was like, I got it. Don't worry about it. And it was like different people at different lines. And it's like, oh, my God. Like when I say everybody was sowing seeds in each other's life, it was just – it was amazing. When I say I'm still high off of Miami, I know Miami will never be the same, not even that little hotel, because it was some good Holy Ghost ground stomping, yokes being destroyed, breakthroughs took place, just playing in the spirit, speaking in tongues. It was so awesome. And even if the staff didn't know Jesus, I bet they know him now because Jesus was in every event. It was nothing that Jesus was not a part of. He wasn't left out of anything. It was just, and it was, like I say, it was clean, fun. It genuinely showed me that a Christian can, this is the first time in my walk that I can say Christians really have fun. Like, it was, you know, good, clean, sober fun. I was like, dang. Even when I wanted to drink, I'm like, oh, I'm all right. And I'm like, what? I don't want no drink. Like, wait a minute. And it was just like the church service. I didn't plan on crying. I don't think nobody did. But like everybody said, Tricia, you should have told us to come bare faith. Because when I say from the time you walk into the church, the Queendom brunch, you felt the presence of God, and it was not a dry I in the room. When I tell you, everybody was just crying, but it wasn't like a sad cry. It was just just a relief.
Encounter.
Just
an encounter.
Right. And it felt so, nobody didn't have to say anything. You just felt his presence. His presence was so strong in the brunch. And it was just, it was an awesome experience. If we could have videotaped it, I promise you, it probably would have been on TV. If we could have videotaped the whole weekend, it definitely would have been on TV. Because when I tell you, it was just the way everything flowed, you know, like I say, down to who was in whose room, just, it was amazing. Amazing. Wow. It's unbelievable how amazing it was. Because I was like, oh, well, there go my plans. I didn't even want to do nothing but go to the event and go to the hotel room. Because it was just wow. that, it was that rich. It was awesome. If Preacher can turn 50 every month, I would be all right with it.
I wanted to say that if Chef and Tracy and the drill sergeant, if they wanted to come together next year and have the conference of the lifetime. Now, of course, I don't know what location that they'll go to next year, but I'm understanding, Drill Sergeant, that we didn't get invitations, but that's okay because we can prepare for next year, because if they have the Drill Sergeant on top of Pastor Chris in the mix, it definitely would have been a crazy hurricane F5 going on wherever they will be. They don't want to bring Saturday's Buffet to the next event on top of the Jones Clan. No, that's going to be a mess. But I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet.
Pastor Chris, you so awesome. I said the same thing. I said, next year, it's an awesome place for a retreat. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes, you said it. You said it. Oh, my God. We got to get
well,
on
I'm
it.
No prophet. Yeah, I'm no prophet, and I don't need nobody to cash at me. I'm just saying. But, yeah. I'm gonna be quiet because I this ain't my show and I'm a little excited, so let me be quiet. Let me get back into the back where I belong. Back to you.
But actually, that's what God is really calling us to. He's calling us to more personal encounters because people are not feeling loved right now, and God is saying for those of us that would adhere his calling and come out of darkness and into his light, he's saying, I need love on this earth. I need love to be exemplified on the earth. And these types of one-on-one personal encounters is where we can experience that. And I guarantee you, in my spirit, it is registering that no woman went home and went back to life as usual. There has been some encounters with those women that left the presence of God. I'll say it like that. They went back and the familiar situations approached them. Let's say the person that normally cussed them out came to cuss them out. Where they would normally cuss back, there was a check in their spirit because now they were queen and they had been crowned. Queens don't act like this. So they went home. And even without even making an effort, their lives changed. I know it to be true because it's in my spirit. And the spirit don't have to lie. He knows right well. So, Marquita, did you encounter anything after you got back to your city that ordinarily you would have handled differently? But because of the encounter and you being in God's presence on the weekend, you found yourself with a whole different mindset. Did that happen to you, sis?
Now, I didn't encounter anything negative since I've been home. But I will say when I go out, I dress like a queen. Like, I make it my business to make sure my face together and my hair on point and my clothes are together. Like, I'm a queen. Like, this is my royalty. This is how I'm supposed to be treated. So I make it my business to walk in my queendom now. Whereas before it was like, oh, I can throw on some jogging pants and, you know, a ball cap. But now it was like, no, queens don't dress like that. And, like, I keep my crown where I can see it. So I'm like, oh, this me. I'm Queen Marquita. Mm-hmm. And I wear it with honor. Like, now I can say, you know, I'm a royal priesthood and really mean it. Like, now, check yourself, sis. You a queen. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't type that. Don't say this because you a queen. So it, it encouraged me to let other people know, other women know that, hey, you a queen. Like, mm-hmm. this is, you know. My daughter, she can play with my, you know, she can play with my Sierra, but put it back. You know, I'll buy you one. But that's mine, boo. But it, it does, it did make me, you know, I walk in my royalty now, I will say that, intentionally. So I don't mind, you know, oh, what, we going to Ruth Chris to do what? Let's go. You know, like, we went out to eat last night. I couldn't pronounce nothing on the menu. But the food was good. It was really good, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, come on, let's go, Nunu. And it was like 7:30 last night, and we went. So it's like now I'm like, I'm better than this. I'm owning who I am for real, for real. So that, I didn't have nothing negative, but I'm walking in it. Like, I feel like a millionaire.
That's awesome. And you look like one, boo. Because I'm telling you, when the first picture I saw of you, I was standing there and I say, who is this lady? I said, I don't know. That must be one of Treacy's friends. Then I go on, I say, mom, I don't know who this is. And I recognized you when you took a picture with your mother. That's when that's when you kind of favored yourself. The rest of the time, Queen, I didn't know who you was. And I think that you guys did an awesome job. There were some women there that I saw. You know, when I looked at the pictures, I'm like, wow, it's good for her to be there. She needed that kind of type of encounter. So I think that was just an amazing gathering and calling, and they put the eagle in the middle, and she made a nice, comfortable nest for you all. Roberta is, she made a nice nest for you because that's her calling. Like I told her, you know, whether you do it at the house or not, it's going to be established because we're going to start doing it at our houses and saying, we need you here, Roberta. So she's going to do that work. She's awesome at it. Pastor Chris, we want to go to a song, and we'll come back, and we'll let the chef continue sharing her experience at Miami. Radio listeners, we're talking today about something we have experienced, and there is a reason why we're doing it. The reason why we're doing it because when I was a lot younger woman and I was struggling in my life, in my everyday life, in my marriage situation, in my raising my children, in my working with coworkers that didn't like me or didn't care for me, in my going to the grocery store and encountering prejudices and different things that I was dealing with in my life, when I was doing that, I did not want to hear from a person that read a book. Not me. I don't want to hear about what you read. I can buy that same book. I want to hear about what are you living? What kind of thing have you faced and you can say you conquered? That's what I wanted to hear. So to our listeners today, we're talking to you on a personal level because we want to show you that we live everyday lives just like you. We don't live on a hill with a white picket fence with a little perfect dog running around the yard with the ideal car in the garage. We got trouble, too. We have to sweep our floor and mop our floor, make up our bed, and all the rest of the whole nine yards. But we're everyday people just like you. But there's a difference in our life. One day we decided to say yes to God. And ever since we've said yes to God, our life has been up, 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 and away, just like Superman. So when you get tired of being trapped, then all you have to do is simply turn to God and say to him, I need your help, and I need it now. And he'll come, he'll change your life just like he's changed ours. Pastor Chris, give us a song. We'll come back, and Sister Marquita and Sister Roberta can continue to share. You can leave Marquita unmuted if you don't mind. So could we get a song?
No problem. And I know Miss Marquita has a father, but now I'm going to have to take my Holy Ghost belt and start whooping on some folk, because y'all is off the chain. Anyway, we'll be right back
Hey, what's good, family? This is Joe Kia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
Are we back, Pastor Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, give me understanding. Sister Roberta, you'd like to share, and after you share, we're going to involve our callers and see if there's any questions, if there's any concerns that they may have when you're done. Do you have anything, Sister Roberta?
No, it was just, I say no.
Okay.
and all of God. You know, really, when it just shows when you put him first, when you seek him, seek him and his way of doing things, he knows what we need.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what we need, and he knows how to provide it. You know, he knew the right hostesses to have for us at that particular time, the hotel, you know, people that work, and they were, they would not, when the word was going forth and they was able, they could go back into the kitchen, they were standing up as no, they wanted to hear.
Wow.
They wanted to hear, and they were, they were just in awe. They were in awe of God, you know, themselves. So I just, I'm just grateful to see God at work. And by no means, you know, what I love about God, he has no respect of person.
Right, right.
He has no respect of person. And so often people sitting in the pews, they have anointing on their life, but they don't, they don't know it because it's never been challenged to do anything, because
that's true.
People have never seen them, seen God work through them. And when they're anointing on you, it's not you doing it anyway. It's God, the Spirit of God doing it through you. And
that's right.
Can keep
that's right.
That it's not us, but it's the Spirit of God doing it through us. And that's the thing that should be, keep us humble, keep us to the place, keep us in the frame of mind that, as Paul, I love the way, I love Paul as one of my favorites in the New Testament. He always, always let people realize that I'm nothing without Christ.
That's good.
I don't want you to see me, because if you see me, you would never, you wouldn't want to go nowhere near church or anything else if you see the real me. But if you see Christ in me, you'll see the love of God.
Roberta, were you the one that told me, if you look at me and you see me, you see the wrong person? Were you the one that told me that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I see in what you're saying now, that, you know, God uses us, but he doesn't use us to stand out in front of him or to take credit for, but we always give God back the glory. And in doing so, when people look at our lives, they can see the love of God, because God is operating through us. That's awesome.
And it's humbling, because, I mean, you don't have people that would, that some people could have a party, can't invite 45 people to get them to come to their homes, less than on to another state, you know, that they
didn't
live in.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that was an honor. That, you know, actually it's humbling to know that that people want
you have that type of influence on people.
That is, and it's the Christ. And when I, you know, when you look at Jesus and you see. Jesus told him one time, he said, you know what, y'all not here for me, y'all here for the food that I'm giving you. So people wasn't following Jesus for Jesus, they was following Jesus for what he could do for them.
Amen.
So people are after the gift, because when the gift stop operating, people, the phone calls and everything else stop calling, because why?
Wow.
They don't want you, they want the gift.
That's true. That's so true. That's so true. Yep, that's very true. Because a lot of times, especially people that are in darkness, they're attracted to the light, like a bug. When darkness comes, they're attracted to the light, and so if you cut the light out, you lose the bug. And usually, when you get ready to come in the house. A lot of times my husband say, cut your lights out, honey, you know, in the house, so when we open the door, the bugs won't come in. So it's the same thing when you're carrying the light of Jesus. If you allow your light to go out, your following will quit, because they're only following you because of the light. That's good, Sister Roberta. Very good. I'm just for the sake of being able to share this, I'm going to read this scripture. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'm going to release that word again. We want to go to our callers and see if they have any concerns, any prayer requests while we're here, and we're able to minister that to them. And then if there's time left after the callers,
I'll finish, then we'll go to 1 John 4, beginning at the 7th verse, where it talks about God's love and perfect love. Pastor Chris, could we get those callers, please?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little choked up from the last song. That's why it was like a big pause. I had a little moment. So forgive me, ladies. I was carried away by the song. But here we go. First caller, 6015, you are live on the air. God bless you.
That's Miss Lucille. Hey, Miss Lucille. Hey, Miss Priester. How are you today? Miss Lucille, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Shirley, how are you?
It's Sharon.
That's Sharon. I was in the back, Miss Vine. How y'all doing? I heard you.
Okay, we're doing good. Just want to give you a chance to speak. Did you have anything to say today?
Yeah. I showed y'all showboat out remembering the day of when we cruised. Old as they was.
Okay.
Mama talked about it the other day. So we were talking about it. Said they really enjoyed it. I said, well, we listening to one again today. Sound like they had a great time in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and y'all have a wonderful day enjoying the program.
Thank you, Ms. Lucia. Thank you, Aunt T, for listening. Thank you, Sharon, for listening on today.
Uh-huh.
Our next caller, Pastor Chris.
Amen. 7122, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Hello, this is Jeanette. I'm just listening, but I enjoyed everything they said so far. And I just... And I had to miss the birthday party.
All right, now. All right. Thank you for tuning in, Sister Jeanette. The caretakers are one of the mothers. We appreciate you and your faithfulness, and we enjoy you as well. Our next caller,
Amen.
Pastor Chris.
Next caller, 9809. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Sharon, is that your number? Okay, Pastor Chris, we probably need to move on. They don't know we listen to their conversation.
Gotcha. 1350, you are live on the air. God bless you.
I'm just listening.
Amen.
All right, Sister Tammy, we sure would have enjoyed you to share something about Miami with us, but if you're just listening, we'll move on. But we welcome your comments.
Hey.
We welcome your comments.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was awesome. Everything was great. It was great.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Well, we thank you, darling, for listening to the buffet on today. God bless you. We love you to life. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think Tammy is... I think Tammy's still hung over by the trip, so excuse her.
Yeah,
she just doesn't have any.
Oh, no,
any...
no. I'm not at all. It was beautiful.
We don't mean hung over from drinking, Tammy.
No,
he means
I
know.
Oh, okay.
I know.
No.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good hangover there.
Yeah,
Sometimes
you just can't say nothing. That's just how it go. I'm just, you know, hey.
That's what
just,
I'm learning.
Pastor Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Chris, one day Roberta and I went to a spiritual movie. I can't remember. It might have been Is God Real? That may have been what it was. Her and I went to a movie. We came out the movie. We couldn't even drive home. We were so drunk. In the spirit, she looked at me, she said, I can't drive. I said, me either. So we just ate popcorn till we sobered up some. So there are times when, you know, the Holy Spirit's encounters with you are so powerful that you can't make natural moves.
Exactly.
You just have to sit there and wait on, you know, wait on yourself to calm down where you can be coherent enough to drive. That has happened to us. Yes. And
well,
then
it happened
on
to
one
me.
On one occasion, we thought we were grown. We went to another movie, and about, I'll say, 3 minutes into the movie, she looked at me, and I looked at her. She said, "I'm getting out of here." I said, me too. So it was one of those movies that the name didn't give it away as far as what we were getting ready to encounter. And it was too much for what the Holy Ghost wanted to enter into our spirits, and we were instructed to leave that movie. Yeah, and we gladly got up and left out of there. But, yeah, there are times when Holy Ghost will get you drunk. Yeah. We have another caller, Pastor Chris?
Yes, ma'am. One more caller, 3066. 3066, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Well, I ain't make it to the trip. I'm glad to have fun. I didn't get invited either, Pastor Chris, so we in the same boat.
That's one of the
I'm glad they enjoyed. Yeah, I'm glad y'all had fun. That's nice to hear.
Jeff, it's so good to hear your voice on the buffet. Jeff asked his uncle for a kiss one time. I'm gonna put it on the radio. I'll get you. Jeff told his uncle, he was sitting next to my husband one day. He said, "Uncle Hubert, give me a kiss." Uncle Hubert looked at him like, "Huh? Just a piece of candy, man. A piece of candy." His uncle had a bag of kisses.
Nah.
He had a bag of chocolate kisses, and Jeff got him real good that day. Welcome to the buffet, Jeff. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's Sister
See,
Roberta's
well,
son. What you going to do with him, Roberta? Where you at, Sister Roberta?
I don't know. I guess he wanted Pastor Chris to know he wasn't alone and not being invited again.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's no haterade, but, you know,
all right.
next year, I know for sure I need to get an invitation because I'm going to show up and show out. I'm just saying.
Oh,
so,
boy. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
So, you know, Pastor Chris is already off the hook, and he don't need no alcohol to get there. I'm just saying. So let me.
I'm telling you.
And I probably would have been singing with the mariachi band wearing the hat, too. See, that's just how I get
down.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Yeah, that was real good. I enjoyed that video as well. We're gonna look at 1 John for a second or two, because 1 John was one of those scriptures that helped me to locate myself when I was coming up as a younger person. I had a lot of fear. I had a lot of fear in my life, but the Holy Spirit does not leave us like he finds us, saints of God. He will come. He will not only show you who you are, but he will show you how to get from where you are to where you need to be. Looking at verse 7, it says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another." And that's what Miami did. It showed the sisterhood that instead of us being catty and against each other, we need to learn how to love one another. For love comes from God. And Sister Teresa said on the show, and it came back to my mind today, love is a choice. So when you find people that say, "I don't know how," I say you haven't chosen to love, because love is a choice. You don't have to make it happen in your life. You just decide that love is the way you want to walk, just like you have to decide that you want to hate. You don't just be born and you get up and you say, "Oh, I'm just full of hatred today." No, that's something that's learned and it's embraced and it's walked out. So love is the same thing. Anytime you encounter a situation, you have two things that you can choose to do in that situation. One, you can choose to walk in love right there, or you can choose to walk in hate right there. So it's up to us. And scripture goes on to say, anyone who loves is born of God. And not only are you born of God, because we're not talking about this stuff that, you know, we good about saying, "I love you," or we say, "I love you" all the time. That's just that superficial stuff. We're not talking about superficial love. We're talking about agape love. Love, when you love, truly love, the God kind of love, that comes from God. That comes from God living on the inside. That comes from us knowing God. Yeah. But anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. So when we don't know God, there's a piece of proof right there, because we're not operating in his love. I'm going to read the next verse. 9 says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. So what does God do with his love? He proves to us how much he loves us through what he does. So when we truly love someone, there's another thing that love does besides choose. Love has an action behind it. If you constantly tell me, I love you, but you never do anything with that love. That love never has any action with it. That's some poor love. You keep that. You keep that love. That love won't feed me. That love won't help me. That love won't comfort me because it doesn't have an action with it. So love, it has an action. And God's action to loving the world that was in darkness, he sent his son to be crucified that we might live in the light. That's real love. This is real love. It's not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as sacrifice to take away our sin. Well, brother, you got anything you want to expound on that? Sister Roberta?
Sister Maquita,
you got anything
right
you
now.
Want to say on that? What you say, Pastor Chris?
I think the chef is still hung over in the spirit.
Okay.
So
we got a hand full of dressing. Did you say something, Sister Roberta? No. Pastor Chris, you got anything you want to say on that scriptures I just read?
Yes, ma'am. Verse 7, I'm going to read from the translation, a Passion Translation, because I think it's going to add a little more hot sauce to what you already said. But it reads, those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another. Because what? God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is verse 9 definitely confirms what happened, the experience that they went through in Miami. It says, the light of God's love shined within us when he sent his matchless son into the world so that we might live through him. Now, his love, he loved us long before we loved him. See, we are conditional lovers.
Uh-oh. Right.
I'm trying not to preach, see, because I'm a little choked up, see, here, because this is coming close to home. And I'm going to put it that way, because when you are transformed, and your heart has been changed, and even though you knew who you used to be, it was the love of God that shined through the blackness that covered your heart. And when you finally decided, made it in your conscious mind to change, it's called free will, you are able to love without condition. Oh, Lord. I'm trying not to get happy because I got to preach my way through this, y'all. So excuse me. See, when he loves us, he continues to love us even when we ignore all of the signs. Even if we are sitting there about to take our own life, God is still sitting right there on the edge, at the bridge, talking to you, has his hands outstretched, and he says, baby, don't jump because I got you. And he's whispering in your ear while the devil's whispering in the other ear.
but you have to decide to want your heart to be made whole and renewed. In order for you to radiate God's love, you must first choose to love without condition. Is it hard? Absolutely. But when you finally get that heart transplant and you realize that it's in the relationship, oh my God, in this again, we're talking about relationship again, but it is critical. If you do not renew your heart and have relationship with God, how can you have an experience, oh my God, like the Jones clan had and the Shower clan had? They had the experience because they chose not to love in condition. Oh my God. See, I don't think they caught that. But I'm going to say it one more time, so hopefully the chef in the back gets the baton, because somebody needs to take it, drill sergeant, because this love that we are speaking of, we are always going through all these different stages of the love that we're supposed to have. But see, love is the most powerful thing in a walk of a believer. Why? Because when you love, everything else becomes secondary. The stuff going on in your life, the stuff going on between your sister, your brother, Pookie, JJ, your spouse, it doesn't matter, because God is replacing the conditional love with unconditional love, but it's based on relationship. Take this mic before I go off. Back.
The thing about it is, we're trying to find a filler. We're trying to find a substitute. There is no substitute for what God is doing in our lives. If we try to find the perfect drink, you will find yourself an alcoholic and you still won't have the answer. So the answer is God. There is nothing that can fill the void that he fits into in our life. So we may as well go ahead and make up our minds, for God I live and for God I'm willing to die. That is the answer. That is the key. That is the way. That is the light. That is the truth. And we may as well walk there in it. I've already tried to find the shortcut. There is none. There is no shortcut. There is no other plan. We have to just do what he says for us to do in order for us to get what God has for us to get. I understand we have one more caller. Pastor Chris, call him, please.
Yes, ma'am. Caller, we will only read the last four digits of your phone number. So here we go. 8882 8882. Welcome to the buffet. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I've been a loyal listener for over 5 years, and I really like what y'all are doing and what y'all making happen, man. I heard your sister speaking. Be encouraged, sister. It's a long, hard road, but there will be a touchdown, but you got to play the game.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for sharing. This is why we do what we do. We don't do it just because we don't have anything else to do on Saturday afternoon. We come because we're called to come. We're called to speak. We're called to share our light with those that are in darkness. Pastor Chris, looking at verse 11, did we get Sister Roberta back? Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Hey, baby. We did 7 through 10, and I was asking if you had anything you wanted to share about those scriptures before we move on.
So you guys have done an excellent job in explaining.
Okay. Verse 11 says, dear friends, since God loved us that much, since he loved us enough to allow his son to come, we surely ought to love each other. Now, that's a mouthful. You're nice to me. You're doing kind things to me, and I want to operate in hatred. That's not God. The agape love restrains us and gives us a behavior that says, I have had an encounter with God. And if we have not had that encounter, then we need to make sure we have that encounter, because We're living in perilous times. I call them perilous times. And our lives are like vapors, and the scripture said so. And the Bible said we have a few days, and they sometimes are full of trouble. And I would not want to face this mean world that we live in without God in my life, without God leading my life. Verse 12 says, no one has ever seen God. We are the God that people see. So we have to sometimes ask our question, how are we representing? Man, that's a mouthful by itself, Saint. Mm. If I'm the God that my neighbors see, what do they think about God? Do they see enough God in me to want God? Or are they looking at the God in me and saying, I'd rather not have their God? So when the next time, like Sister Marquita said, after she came home, her walk was different because now she realized on another level that she's royalty. So now when she gets ready to go out, no longer will she say, oh, shoot, I'm just going to run to the store. No, now she's saying I got to get some things right because I'm a queen. And anytime a queen walks as a queen, there's a king that's going to notice that queen. And pretty soon we're going to be eating cake and ice cream. Hello, somebody. But if we love each other, God loves us. And his love has been brought to full expression through us. Again, how many of us are exemplifying the full expression of God's love in our life? When people look at us, do they see a mean, hateful woman? Or do they see a woman that the world might say, you a fool because I would have been dealt with that? Or do they? Or do the church see a woman that's laying down her life and picking up the life and the love of God and allowing him to be seen through her actions? What are people seeing? Did I hear you moaning, Sister Roberta? Something struck a nerve, sis?
Yes, ma'am, you sure did.
Go ahead. She got that smelling salt. That's what it was. It woke her up. She had to get that
Holy
Ghost smelling
salt.
She was in a spiritual coma. So revive us again.
You're right, Pastor Chris. Those aromas woke me up. Yes, yes. You know, that love in the brother. Yeah, I saw a quote of Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, we've learned how to walk on the moon, and we've learned how to fly like birds in the air, but we have not learned how to love our brother.
Woo!
Wait a minute.
You need to say that one more time. We learn how to what?
We learn how to walk on the moon. Fly in the air like birds on the airplane. We conquered that. We learned how to do that. You know, they did everything they had to do to learn how to do that. But we haven't learned how to love our brother.
Don't leave him out. Learn how to take them brains, open a brain, open a heart up. You're
yes.
so right.
Yes, we learned that. We've learned that.
Wow.
But we haven't learned how to love our brother.
Mm.
That's just amazing. That's so powerful. So it's something that we can learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can learn how to do it.
But we choose, don't we? Time.
We choose not to.
When we go to medical school, wait, let me understand you. So when we go to medical school is a very challenging education. So we go in there and we got to learn that ankle bone proper name. Can't just go in and say, oh, your ankle bone hurt? No, we got to say the medulla, mesudula, so whatever that name is.
Yep.
We learn all those meticulous things because we want to.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't learn the scripture. Yeah, that's powerful.
To love our brother. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. It's powerful when you think about it. And we're talking about Christians. We're not talking about people in the world. We're talking about Christians. You know, we conquer all these things, you know. Build a boat that can take us on the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Look at the cruise ship. 2,000 people on this ship, and it still stays afloat. Girl, go on.
a spaceship that takes us, I don't know how many days to get to the moon. But we up there floating around in the air eating waffles or whatever they be eating. But they go to the moon and walk on it.
Yes.
Put a camera on the moon.
Yes.
Wow. Fly an airplane. Let's fly an airplane. Fly an airplane and you go above the cloud. And you're looking at the cloud from your seat, your window seat. And you got a common everyday man driving this airplane at 200 miles an hour.
You got to hold your breath and swim underwater. Like a
fish. Oh, boy. Go in there and play with the fish. Be touching them. Scuba diving. Girl, we done come somewhere. And ain't went nowhere if we ain't took love with them.
Yes.
All of the accomplishments. You know what? Now you finna say something now, because you said it earlier this week. You finna talk about some vanity, ain't you, baby? Vanity. All of these things we have accomplished as men and women of God. But if we didn't get any love in it, it's all vanity for nothing.
Yes.
Ooh-wee. 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 Lord Jesus.
I ain't messing with y'all. I'm not messing
I ain't messing with her either. She the one brought vanity this week. I'm just repeating what she told me.
Mm-mm.
She told me you do all that stuff. Who that was? Solomon had all of them fine women. And he could have and one he wanted and day of the week.
All
he got to a place where he said, this ain't number vanity. This a waste of my time if I ain't walking and operating in the things of God the way God want me to operate. Wow. I say.
I ain't messing with y'all.
With
him.
You can't mess with him? I can't mess with him.
She
took her apron off. And start wiping her dressing hand on her pants. She done got real messy up in here. Folks got to be still now and be quiet. Good Lord.
She took that time of quietness, and then when she awoken from the aroma of the smelling salt because she was in spiritual coma, she comes in with this bomb. Like,
yeah.
See,
it blow the place
that's
up.
Why I can't be Yeah, I can't be messing with her.
Can't mess with
her. She dropping bombs. See?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yep, dropping bombs. Sis Roberta.
Yes.
Where she go? Sis Roberta, why you got to pick on the pilots and the people driving boats and make them folks know that I don't care how much of that they know how to do? If they ain't walking in love, they doing nothing. That's what you saying?
That's it. And accomplish don't mean anything.
What about rich people with a lot of money, Roberta?
It's earthbound. With spirit in.
Ooh-wee.
It's earthbound. It's earth. It's we're going into eternity, remember? That's spirit.
So the money won't do me no good. I can't spend it in there.
No. We need Pastor Smith. Can she spend it up there? Can she spend it having Pastor Smith?
Well, you know, wait a minute. Don't put all of them up there now. Can you spend it down there? You got to say that, too. You got to say that, too. Can you spend it where you're going? Maybe we put it like that. Because
like
people
that.
Are not making provisions, Sister Roberta, for their souls. People are not being concerned about their spirit man anymore, because now we're so consumed by what is Corona doing, what is COVID-19 doing, where is my finance, what's my stock today, how is my stock making any money? So we're consumed with a lot of things, but that we're not really questioning if the Lord requires my life today, where is my soul going to spend eternity? That's one of the least of our worries. Are you telling me, Chef Roberta, that we need to put it back on the table?
That's where it belongs, on the table.
Wow.
Use it for the purpose in which it was made. Use it for the purpose it was made. Your brother and sister was made to love, was made to fellowship, to endure them, you know,
more than the thing. It wasn't the money and all the material things was not supposed to separate, bring us closer to enjoy everything that God created because he said it was good.
Wow. And we've taken what God intended for us to enjoy and bring us and make us cohesive and come together. We've taken that thing and caused it to separate us. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. It's supposed to bring us closer because now you have enough to share and enjoy with each other. But what it does is it pulls you apart.
So when I got a pure white chair sitting in my living room with my white carpet that I don't like nobody to step on, I've used what God was intended for me and you to sit down and break, have a good fellowship. I've used that now to make me say, well, no, you can't sit in there.
But see, now you're meddling. See, Pastor Chris.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Roberta. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm just trying to understand. Because one thing about it, when you come to the buffet, you come to eat. And if you leave the buffet and you're not satisfied and you got to stop by a restaurant, the buffet has not done its job.
No.
So I just want to be thorough, sis. I got a white chair sitting in my living room, and I got 4-inch white carpet on the floor. I really don't like nobody stepping on because it leaves foot tracks. You telling me that stuff was not designed for me to just put a piece of plastic over and keep folks out of it?
No, it was designed to do. What's the purpose of the floor?
Oh, wow. Good and fluffy. You sat on it and relaxed, I guess. Okay. Got me told today, Pastor Chris.
You don't have to go to your living room. Have you ever been in a church where a person needs prayer and broke down crying and the leaders were dressed too clean to get down
them.
On the floor with them? Come on now.
Oh,
you're
Lord.
Right. Come on.
See, you don't want to get me started, Chef Roberta, because you already know I can go down that lane real fast. See, this is the problem. Why would you wear a $3,000 Italian suit with $1,000 gaiters on your feet and your job as a minister or a pastor is to go and meet the need? Wait. Well, I'll meet the need. I'm crying. I'm bawling. I need someone to comfort me in the spirit, but yet you're too good, to even get on your knees and meet me where I am. See, this is why it's important. We say this all the time. Well, I say this all the time. And now Chef is put it in her ingredient book about this word called relationship, because see, you can talk a good game all you want, but if you don't have relationship, you're gonna take yourself out this world. Why? Because your mind is gonna constantly be bombarded by the nonsense of this world. But if it's not protected by the spirit of God, see, I'm trying not to preach. See, if it's not protected by the spirit of God, our heart will not be where the posture needs to be, which is up. I don't mind getting my $3,000 Italian suit messed up because I know God needs me to meet the need. So if I got to get on my knees, and meet the person right where they are, it ain't about how good I look, baby. It's about taking that person from where they are and bringing them back to Christ. Not to me, to Christ. And we can't even do that. And you expect people to come to your church and you're not even giving them a time of day until they give you $1,000 seed or more. Since when? Yeah, I said it. How was that love? That's not love. That's conditional love, because you're not moving based on the need of the spirit. You are moving based on the need of the grain. Oh, my God.
I bet you got that Cash App, though. I bet you know what that Cash App is. I bet you that.
So I'm on
bet
my
you
knees.
Know that Cash App.
Crying.
They might not get on the floor, but I bet you know that Cash App.
Yeah, and here's a good one.
I'm on my knees. I'm bawling. And I pull out my mobile phone, and before the pastor even comes down and meets my need, I go to my Cash App, and I put $ Greedy Ministry, and
oh,
I send my love gift. So if I only give him $20, I only get 2 minutes of his anointing. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going somewhere with this. So the more you give, the more I pour into you. But see, that's demonic because you're not operating on unconditional love. You're operating based on greed. See, let me be quiet.
Yep.
All right. I'm shutting my mic off. I'm done. Today ain't the day. I need to be quiet. I need to pause. We're going to lose everybody if I keep talking. Back to you, y'all.
We don't have any questions on Facebook, do we, Pastor Chris?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, great. Listen, doing some housekeeping and before Sister Roberta wrecked the show, because we might not be on the air next week because she done pulled that rabbit out the hat. But that's what we want to deal with. Sister Roberta loves real. That's her motto. If it ain't real, she don't want to be a part of it. And she always say that to me, that she loves real and she loves truth. And we want to be found telling the truth. On last week, Sister Roberta, we went down some rabbit trails. I'm going to do the housekeeping. We went down a rabbit trail last week, and I thought that I was off. And the Holy Spirit told me that anytime you bring correction to the body of Christ, you're showing love. Anytime you shed light on darkness, you're showing love, even if it's called tough love. But anyway, we have our four faithful listeners that we honor. We honor you, whether you listen to the show or not. We honor you because we believe that you have lived long enough to deserve honor. First of all, there's Alice Fields, and I want to say Alice is 88 years old. We honor you, Alice Fields. A lot of times I have to call and remind Miss Alice about listening to the show because she forgets. And then we have the baby of the next person in line is Miss Eartha Lee Aaron. Miss Eartha Lee listens every week, and her daughter told me she don't let them touch that phone to cut this call off until we say see you next Saturday. Miss Eartha Lee, we love you. We thank God for you. I love your smile, and I thank God for your two caretakers, Etna Moore and her dear husband Bill, and also Jeanette Pontoon and her husband James. We thank God because you know what? I called the husband's names this week, sisters, because they have to give of themselves to allow you to leave your home or to spend the time that it takes to care for your elderly parents. And I just honor Bill and James today. Also, we have Sister Shirley Curry. Sister, that woman's name ain't Shirley Curry. What is her name, Jesus? Lord have mercy. You know what? This is not funny. Sister Curry. That's her name. Sister Curry. Okay. Dorothy. Yes. Jesus. Sister Dorothy Curry, please don't hurt me when you see me calling you Shirley. Shirley is her daughter. Her caretaker, Sister Shirley Allen. And Sister Shirley, I don't know your husband, but I honor him on today. And also, Sister Lucia Priester, we honor you guys, and we thank you for listening to the buffet and being with us. And Sister Sharon, Sister Lucia's daughter, we honor you as well. And last but certainly not least, Sister Ella Priester. Sister Ella Priester, she's the elders of the group, and her caretaker, Sister Josie Priester, and her beautiful daughter, Sister Athenia Collier, Priester Collier. We honor you. And I don't know your husband's name, Sister Collier, but we honor your husband today as well for giving of their time to allow you guys to do the job, the phenomenal job that you do of caring for your parents. Pastor Chris, this has been an amazing time today. We don't want to leave anybody out. Sister Marquita, did you have any final thoughts? And if I have my way, we'll come back next Saturday. We'll still be dealing with love.
We'll go verse, I'm trying to see where I stopped. Verse 13 to the end of the chapter of 1 John chapter 4, unless Holy Ghost changes the agenda. But Sister Maquita, are you have any parting thoughts as we get ready to wrap this thing up and put a nice little bow on it for today?
I don't. I'm like, Mama, just love me. Love me with a pure heart and let it be intentional. That's it. Because I'm going to love you the same way.
Amen. Amen. I've enjoyed having you with us on today. It's always good to have fresh perspective. It's always good to have another voice, a new voice, a new way of looking at things. And I have so enjoyed your realness and your rawness on the buffet today. I haven't come up with a name. Pastor Chris, you got a name for this flavor we put on the buffet today? Are we already using hot sauce? I don't know. She might make you cry. You make she some onions or something. What we got?
Well, it sounds like to me, and I think I said earlier in the show, it's a sweet pepper that has a little kick to it. So, when you eat it's sweet, but then all of a sudden a switch comes on. I forgot what that pepper is called.
It creeps up on you.
Yes.
I've had some pepper like that before, Pastor Chris. You know what I'm saying? Your nose running, you crying, you sweating across the forehead because you done consumed that pepper.
Yep. It's good. It's nice and sweet. And then the next thing you know, your whole body on fire,
my God.
Your tongue on fire. Lord have mercy. See?
Lord Jesus.
That,
we got a pepper here in Carolina called a Carolina Reaper. And I believe that's what we got on the show today. We got a Carolina Reaper. Yes, let me write this down. Because I'll be the next week, I'll be on call or something else. Carolina Reaper. Yes. Thank you, Carolina Reaper, for being on the show today, for tiptoeing up on us and consuming us with your sweet heat. We've enjoyed you, Sister Buffet. Sister Buffet, Lord, listen to me. Sister Quita, thank you for coming on. Thank you.
My pleasure. I love y'all.
We love you too.
I gotta make an announcement, y'all, for real, before we go.
What you got, Pastor?
If y'all remember, Sweet Heat made this prophetic utterance a couple of shows back, and she told me about writing a book. Well, I have to tell y'all that. That book is about to come to pass. So, leave it at that. The launch is going to come 2022 sometime. Probably the end of next year because it's a lot to write and it's a lot to say. So, we're going to see how that works out. But, you know, she started it. She threw it in the atmosphere and it was confirmed earlier this week that it's going to happen. So I just want to thank Sweet Heat for being sensitive enough in the spirit and for me to finally be confident enough in the spirit of God to walk my truth and walk what God told me to say and stop feeling some kind of way or intimidated by other preachers because they preach a certain way and they do certain things and they go all that stuff. I don't have time to entertain the flesh. My job is to lead you to the cross, not to me. I'm sorry. Let me calm down. But anyway, I want to thank God for that. I just wanted to drop that in the soup real quick. It's coming very, very soon. Back to you.
That is what God is doing. God is elevating. He's pulling us out of our comfort zone. He's showing up in our life in big ways. And when we quit searching and seeking riches for this world and we begin to seek the things that will show forth the presence of God on our life, then we'll get into movement. A lot of us are standing still and idle because we have our own agenda, and God is saying, how is that working for you? Because if he doesn't breathe life into what we're doing, it's going to die. It's going to be dead. And so I choose to follow the things of God because I choose life today. So, Roberta, before that phone of yours dies, you have any parting comments to make?
I'm just excited, Pastor Chris. Awesome, awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm gonna turn the heat up on it. That's awesome. That's awesome. No, I don't have anything to say, but let love be your greatest motivator.
Amen. I used to say, let love lead. Let love lead. Let love decide for you. You know, when you're faced with something that you are considering doing, let love be your motivating factor. Let love be your measuring stick. If we would measure a lot of decisions that we're trying to make by the love of God, a lot of things we wouldn't even do. A lot of words we wouldn't even say if we would let love lead us. When we get ourselves in trouble, it's because we get out of love and we get into our own way of doing business. The last thing I wanted to share was that my son, the one that's called, that's ignoring the calling, he was driving his truck this week, and he decided that he wasn't going to put any gas in it until tomorrow. No, Monday. And the truck decided, well, since you don't want to feed me, I'm just going to quit on you. So his truck quit, and he was able to get it started. He was headed to the gas station, and the truck say, nope, you shouldn't have took so long. I'm going to quit again. But this time when the truck quit, it quit in the middle of the exit, and he was blocking traffic, and God sent a man in a Dodge Ram to tow him, pulling 65,000 pounds, a man in a Dodge Ram. I call him an angel sent from God, came and pulled him to safety. And so you say, what is the love in that? The love in it is when we are deciding and our decision gets us in trouble, we need a God to show forth love to us and help us to get out. And there are many of us who are deciding our own fate, and we have gotten ourselves backed against the wall, and we're in trouble. So what am I saying to you today? Turn, seek the face of God, cry out to him, call on him, and don't just call on him with a mind, I'm going to pimp you today, but I ain't going to serve you tomorrow. Cry out to him with a sincere heart. He's going to come and see about you. He's going to come and prove his love to you, just like he proved it to Chef Roberta, Carolina Reaper, Marquita, Staff Sergeant Lorraine, and Special Secret Recipe Pastor Chris. He has no respect of a person. If he did it for us, he'll do it for you. But we had to get where you got to go, to a place where you get real with God, and God will be real with you. We pray your strength in the Lord. We pray that something that was said on today has already pricked your heart, has already given you a mindset to want to seek further into the truth that have been shared on today, that have opened up your eyes of understanding, that have brought you a step out of darkness into the light. And we're bidding you, we're stirring you in the realm of the spirit today to come forward and allow the Lord to use you. Turn while you're still on turning ground before you wait too late. Don't let it be said too late. Come now and answer the call that's on your life. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Chris, you may share whatever final thoughts you have. Take us out with a song on next Saturday at the buffet. We will be sharing 1 John 4, beginning at the 13th verse. I am not sure when my brother-in-law's service will be on next week. But if it's not Saturday, I'll see you Saturday at the buffet. God bless, Pastor Chris.
Well, God bless you all for listening this afternoon, and it's for his glory that we do what we do. So we'll see you next week. Same time, same place for another with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones and the crew. We'll see you next week.
Lift your worship now.